Sport on RTE Radio 1.
There's a plaque in the village here dedicated to the hurling team from this parish, Moy Carkey, that represented Tipperary in the 1899 All-Ireland final and won it. And unlike today, where the debate is over whether to move the final from July to August, for the players commemorated here, they didn't even play their final in the same year or century. They had to wait until 1901. 21st Century Sports News now with Pádraic Lodge.
Thanks, Gavin. And seeing as you're broadcasting from Horse and Jockey this morning, we'll begin our sports report in a place that will have plenty of horses and jockeys later today, Laytown in County Meath. Racing has been taking place there since 1868, when the races were run along the Strand in conjunction with the Boyne Regatta. And today a woman will oversee the meeting for the first time. Jessica Cahillan from Near Ross Grey is the new course manager. And as the setup work continued, she told us about the challenge of converting a beach into a racecourse.
This is actually just a greenfield site. The two structures that are here are the toilet block and the parade ring. They're the only two things that are actually in place all year round. Everything else is built from scratch. So all our marquees, the bandstands, the food court, everything, the commentary box, the judges' boxes, everything is built on the build-up to today. I've been here on site since Friday with a couple of the committee members, the chairman, Joe Collins, and Paul Kirby. So the three of us have been here every day, and just it started, the marquee started to go up on Thursday, and today now is a big day. Everything, the last final touches are just being put in place now. So this, I'm so honoured to be involved in this. I've had such support from the Laytown Races Committee, and it's just been so exciting. I'm thrilled to be involved, really thrilled to be involved with something that carries so much tradition and heritage, such a huge local investment in it and involvement in it. It's just a wonderful thing to be part of.
I'm just wondering, Jessica, as we look out here onto the beach, is there any concern at all that the tide might come in before the racing is finished?
No, we have that well monitored. We know exactly what times the high tide and low tide. So high tide this morning was about 11:30. That goes out, and we start to build the course as it's coming in later this evening. We'll have everything off the beach in plenty of time.
And you've a tie-in as well with the local national school. Will they be getting off early for the races, I wonder?
Oh, I think they might. We have the colouring competition that we launched with them in June, just before they broke up for the summer. We brought Nina Carberry came along, and she did a questions and answers with the kids, which was great fun. The kids did the colouring competition. The winners have been picked, and hopefully we'll have a presentation later on today with them here at the races.
And from talking to jockeys as well, they love the novelty, don't they, of coming to Laytown to take part in the races?
Oh, absolutely. And it's, while it's a flat card, there's a great number of the National Hunt jockeys are also coming as well. So we'll have all the top flat jockeys, but we'll also have Rachel Blackmore's declared to ride later today. Paul Townend will be here, and a lot of the National Hunt amateur riders will be here for the qualified riders races at the end of the card. So they all do make the effort to come to Laytown. It is unique. It's once a year. It's the only one in Ireland. And it's great. It's just great fun.
What's the advice then, Jessica, for people who are thinking of coming racing later on today?
My biggest thing to recommend would, if you can take public transport at all, that'd be great. We are very restricted to parking. We have no parking at Laytown Racecourse, but we have lots of free car parks around Laytown, either on the Julianstown side of Laytown or the Bettystown side. There's a number of free car parks. They're well signposted, and we have free shuttle buses running from the car parks all afternoon and after racing.
That's Jessica Cahillan. Worth mentioning as well that they will be taking cash at the gate for anybody who wants to go racing but isn't able to buy a ticket online. Derry are looking for a new senior football manager. Kieran Mina has ruled himself out of taking the job on a permanent basis, having stepped up to the role shortly before the Ulster final. Mina wants to concentrate on managing his home club, Lochmacrory, and his teaching job in Draperstown. Dublin's two-time All-Star Brian Howard has been ruled out of Raheny's Dublin Championship quarter-final against St Vincent's, which takes place the weekend after next. Howard is currently on crutches, having sustained a knee injury against Thomas Davis. After scoring a late goal to defeat Turkey 3-2 on Friday night, the Republic of Ireland under-21 soccer team is back in Turner's Cross to take on San Marino in their second European Championship qualifier tonight. The game kicks off at 7:30 with live coverage on RTÉ2 television. While it was a difficult weekend for the Irish senior team, at least it wasn't as bad as Luxembourg. They suffered their biggest ever loss, a 9-0 hammering to Portugal in last night's Euro qualifier in the Algarve. And Wales secured a much-needed 2-0 win against Latvia in Riga with the goals scored by Aaron Ramsey and David Brooks, Wales still face a hard task to qualify, with Croatia and Turkey out in front. Juventus midfielder Paul Pogba has been provisionally suspended because of an anti-doping offence. Italy's National Anti-Doping Tribunal said Pogba returned a test with elevated levels of testosterone after a match in August. England's Tom Curry will appear before a disciplinary committee today following his red card against Argentina in the World Cup. Refereeing around dangerous challenges is now more strict as part of World Rugby's efforts to reduce head injuries. Ding Junhui won his opening match to reach the last 16 of the Shanghai Masters as professional snooker returned to mainland China for the first time since 2019. Goran Ivanišević, coach of Novak Djokovic, has dismissed speculation that the Serb could retire after next year's Paris Olympics if he has a record-breaking 25th Grand Slam won by then. Ivanišević suggested that Djokovic was planning to play at the 2028 Olympics in Los Angeles. And finally, one man who looks like he is planning a Paris swan song is American basketball star LeBron James. The NBA's all-time leading scorer is widely reported to have contacted a number of other high-profile players to bring them on board in one last push for Olympic gold.